Hi, I'm Rick Spielman, General Manager of the Minnesota Vikings, and here to tell you how excited we are about our 2015 football team. Coach Zimmer and his staff has been working very hard to get our players prepared for this upcoming season. We'd also like to thank our ownership for providing us the resources it takes to put a team out there that our Viking fans will be proud of.
Receivers right, empty backfield, Bridgewater fades right back, right in the end zone, caught, touchdown Vikings, Charles Johnson.
You know, Teddy Bridgewater has made tremendous strides this offseason. He's more comfortable with the offense, he knows how to go down to his checks and reads, and he's even more comfortable in the huddle and leading this football team. We're very excited about what we're going to see from Teddy Bridgewater in 2015. Adrian Peterson is an amazing athlete, and even though he missed last year, when you're out there watching him run around in practice, you still see the quickness, you see the burst, you see the strength. He has not lost a step, and we're very excited about the upcoming season and what he's going to show and how I think he's going to produce. We're very deep at the wide receiver position this year. We went out and traded for Mike Wallace, who brings tremendous speed, and North Turner's vertical passing game.
Claps it, Berger. Berger delivers it. Teddy wants a deep shot to Mike Wallace. Caught at the 15-yard line.
The emergence of Charles Johnson, Jarius Wright in the slot. Those three guys can really run. The guy that we really want to watch this year is Cordarrelle Patterson. Everybody knows what he can do as a kickoff returner, and he's worked very hard in the offseason, so we're looking forward to seeing him progress as well. And then our two younger guys, Adam Thielen, who's not only a reliable receiver, but he's a great special team player, and Mr. Mankato this year, the media voted for, Stephon Diggs, who was our fifth-round pick out of Maryland, and showed what he can do and what type of athlete he is during the preseason. We're very excited to get Kyle Rudolph back to see him stay healthy and produce in a passing game. He is a tremendous target. He has great length and a threat in the red zone. Along with Rhett Ellison, who's our Mr. Utility. Not only can he catch passes out of the backfield or at the line of scrimmage, but he's a great blocker at the point. He does a great job for us on special teams. And we're looking forward to seeing another draft pick, Michael Pruitt. Michael Pruitt is a great athlete. We got him out of Southern Illinois. He brings tremendous speed to the position. He's the type of player that you can remove out, put in a slot, put out wide, and create mismatches versus linebackers. This is the most important unit on our offense, is our offensive line, and they have to work together as one. We have a lot of moving parts up there. Just running down our guys, Matt Khalil has done a great job, much healthier this year, and you can see that through the OTAs, the mini camp, and the preseason, and we're looking forward to having him have a big year for us. Brandon Fusco moved over from the right guard to the left guard spot, and him and Matt Khalil have worked very well together with that tandem on that side. We moved Mike Harris, who was kind of our backup right and left swing tackle last year, inside guard. This is the first year you're going to see him play at the right guard position, but he has tremendous strength in the running game and is much improved in pass protection. And then our rookie, TJ Clemens, is going to have to step in for the injured Phil Loldholt. TJ has very good feet. He's very aware. He's only played offensive line for 2 years. He was a defensive lineman at Pitt that converted 2 years ago. And he is really taking it to heart that he's going to have to step in, and I'm sure he doesn't want to let anybody down. And by what he's shown in the preseason, he's done a great job, and we're very excited to see where he ends up. We feel we have a very strong defensive line. The emergence of Everson Griffin last year, and what he brings is an edge pass rusher. The versatility of Brian Robinson, who can play left defensive end, always reliable and steady to set that edge, both in the run and create pressure in the passing game. And then our two big guys inside, Linville Joseph, who is a strong two-gap nose tackle that can hold up versus double teams, versus combo-type blocks. But the one thing you've seen this year is that he's improving as a pass rusher. Now, he's always going to have to rely on his power, but he looks a lot quicker this year. And then Sharif Floyd. Last year, he kind of had his breakout season, more of a three technique that has great first step quickness up the field that can get penetration, not only to disrupt the run game, but also create havoc rushing the passer. We added Terrence Newman, who's an old crafty vet who understands the system, who is not only a great person, but a great teacher in helping our young guys along. Trey Waynes, our first round draft pick, has made tremendous strides from week one in that Hall of Fame game to where he's at now. And the biggest thing for those young guys is to learn what they can and can't get away with in the NFL. And they're facing fast, physical, tremendously skilled receivers week in and week out. And he's really starting to adjust it in, to the game at the NFL. And then on the other side, you got Xavier Rhodes, another young guy, who you've seen made tremendous strides last year and is really developing into a shutdown type corner under the tutelage of Coach Zimmer and Coach Gray and Coach Edwards. And then on the back end, Harrison Smith, who's our quarterback of the defense, who makes all the calls and adjustments.
Ryan goes back to pass, fires right, intercepted by Harrison Smith.
Is one of the premier free safeties slash strong safeties in the league today. Special teams are very important in the NFL, and those win or lose ball games for you because that can change field position. And, you know, Jeff Locke, our young punter, and how he emerged through the preseason, has a very strong leg and has done a great job in pooch situations getting the offense down inside the 20. Blair Walsh, who may be the premier kickoff guy in the league, and I know he's had some struggles through the preseason, but feel very confident about him. And he can get back to that rookie form. And we have a new long snapper in McDermott. Younger guy that has tremendous velocity and accuracy on all his snaps, both long and short. And then our two top special teams players, Adam Thielen and Andrew Sandejo, both of those guys not only help us in their specific roles on offense and defense, but also our leaders on special teams. The kickoff to the 2015 season is just around the corner. We look forward to all the Vikings fans supporting us throughout the year. Skol Vikings!